to God Heals Me, a program for busy kids. Hi, I'm Juliana, and we've got a fun story to tell and an important lesson to share. Be sure to listen at the end of the show for a special web address, where you'll find information about an exciting new activity book created just for kids. It teaches us all how to live a healthy, happy life. But for now, sit back, relax, and enjoy the program. Thanks for tuning in. Here's our storyteller, Uncle Charles.
Thank you, Juliana. I want to ask everyone a question today. What are you made of? Oh, that's easy, I hear you say. I have two legs, two arms, a head, and some hair. Well, that's true. But what are they made of? Interesting question, wouldn't you say? Today's story is from a girl named Terry who learned that what something is made of is very important. Here's what she said. We're building a new house. Actually, my dad is building it and I'm helping. My bedroom is going to have a big window that looks out over the backyard where there's a tall tree, a large rock, and a place where my swimming pool will sit in the summer. I can hardly wait. The first thing my dad did after he decided what our new house would look like was gather a lot of building materials, things like drywall, studs, nails, electrical wiring, pipes for plumbing, and large boxes of flooring. I didn't know what some of those things were, so he explained that the drywall would be used to create our inside walls. Studs are wooden boards to form the frame on which we'll build the walls, with nails holding everything together. The electrical wiring will bring in power to run our refrigerator and lights. The pipes will allow water to enter and exit the house, and the flooring is what we will walk on. I noticed something interesting about the boards waiting to be used to make the frame. Dad had made two piles, a big one and a small one. The big pile had lots of straight, strong boards, while the small one had some crooked or cracked boards. What are you going to do with those crooked and cracked boards, I ask. Can't we put those in the house somewhere? I could, Dad said, but they'd make our house less strong and sturdy than the boards on the big pile. That's why I separated them. They might work for a while, and we'd think everything was okay, but when storms came and winds blew and time passed, those cracked and crooked boards would begin to make our house sag and bend. It would eventually break apart. He smiled. No, sir. Our house will be built using the strongest, straightest boards, finest drywall, toughest nails, and the highest quality material I can find. I want our home to last and last. Don't you? I agreed. I plan to enjoy my bedroom and the window looking out over the backyard for many years. You've got to use the best material now so you could enjoy your home for a long time, Dad added. I call them the building blocks of success. Good quality makes strong houses. Poor quality makes weak houses. Now, when I go get a piece of lumber from the big pile to bring to my dad as we build our house, I know that I'm helping to make a strong house. One that will stand the storms and give us enjoyment for a long, long time. You know, our Creator put the best materials in this world to help us live a long, happy, and healthy life. Those include fresh air, clean water, bright sunshine, delicious plant foods, and a whole day each week to rest. The Bible says peace of mind means a healthy body. That's found in Proverbs 14:30. That peace of mind comes from using the best materials to build our bodies. Why not start construction today?
Thanks, Uncle Charles. Now, I'd like to invite everyone to stop by GodHealsMe.org to check out a new book filled with stories, games, and puzzles to help us all live a healthy, happy life. Here's the best part. This important information comes straight from the Bible. It's fun, exciting, and I promise that you'll learn something new every day. Remember that web address, GodHealsMe.org. That's GodHealsMe.org. Until next time, this is Juliana and Uncle Charles wishing you lots of health and happiness. See ya!